From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the fight has begun to free a captive Iraqi city. Iraqi armed forces are moving at this hour to retake Fallujah from Islamic State forces, and Iraqi Special Forces soldier tells VOA troops are clearing the city block by block and then handing cleared areas over to the Iraqi police, army, and volunteers. Iraq's lawmakers are preparing to negotiate the end of the country's month-long political paralysis. Addressing Parliament on Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called on lawmakers to set aside their differences until the fight for Fallujah is over. Iraq's lawmakers have largely lost the trust of the people, who see parliament and government ministers as corrupt, ineffective, and largely removed from the daily realities of Iraqi citizens.
En conséquence, ici en Abri, la Chambre vous condamne.
Former Chadian dictator Hissène Habré has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule. He has been sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued its verdict Monday, convicting Habré of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes include what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution. It said Habré also personally raped a female detainee 4 times. Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a battle north of Aleppo. Days of fighting between rebels and Islamic State forces have hindered the delivery of supplies from Turkey. The battles have drawn in Turkish and coalition warplanes. This is VOA News. Avigdor Lieberman was sworn in Monday as Israel's defense minister after gaining the support of the cabinet and parliament. He joins the cabinet as his Yisrael Beitenu party becomes a part of the coalition government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Media reports say one person was killed in Turkey Monday when an explosion went off in the town of Silopi. The explosion happened in a predominantly Kurdish area of Turkey that has seen recent fighting between Kurdish militants and security forces. Authorities say many were wounded in the explosion, which went off when a police vehicle passed by. That's Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and he is saying no Muslim family should use birth control or engage in family planning. He said such practices were against Islamic tradition and that Muslims should multiply their descendants. Monday was Memorial Day in the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama commemorated the nation's war dead, calling on Americans to help families of fallen soldiers.
For us, the living, those of us who still have a voice, it is our responsibility, our obligation, to fill that silence with our love and our support and our gratitude, and not just with words, but with our actions.
Mr. Obama pointed out that more than 20 U.S. military personnel have been killed in Afghanistan and Iraq over the last year. A U.S. Federal Reserve Bank president speaking at an international conference in South Korea on Monday said the global markets seem to be poised for an interest rate hike this summer. James Bullard, who's president of the Federal Reserve Bank in St. Louis, said his outlook was not too surprising, since signs are pointing to a second quarter rebound in the U.S. gross domestic product. He declined to say whether the Federal Reserve Bank should raise interest rates in June or July. Officials from the Fed's 12 regional banks will meet on June 15th. A photograph showing a Japanese journalist who has been missing in Syria for nearly a year was posted on the internet Sunday. The man was seen holding up a sign that reads in part, "This is my last chance." Yunpei Yasuda is believed to have been captured by the al-Nusra Front after he crossed into Syria from Turkey last June. Japanese and South Korean officials say they have detected signs that North Korea is possibly planning a ballistic missile launch. Japanese broadcaster NHK said the government has put its military on alert for a possible launch. A South Korean defense official said his country is maintaining combat readiness. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.